Welcome to episode 2 of the Magento Community Podcast, where we talk about all things Magento and Adobe. Today we interview Vijay Gilani, who has been organizing Meet Magento India since 2018. We discuss Meet Magento events, events in general, and all the reasons why people should attend this great Meet Magento event in India. My name is Brent Peterson, and I'm your host. I will also publish a video version of this podcast on my Talk Commerce YouTube channel. Please download and subscribe to this show. The Magento Community Podcast is a volunteer-run effort. To support the Magento community, please join the Magento Association at magentoassociation.org/join. And now, enjoy the show. I've got Vijay Gilani here today with Ervig. Ivrig. Vijay, please introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about what you do and one of your passions in life.
Sure. Hello, everyone. Myself, Vijay Gilani, and I have worked with Brent for 6 or 7 years. And he taught me a lot of things. And recently, I have started my own startup that is called Average Solutions, and we are more focused on the e-commerce technologies. My role at Average is about solution architects, so understanding the client's requirement and providing them the best architecture which help them, and a little bit of sales, which I'm still learning from Brent.
Okay. I guess the one thing you left off, though, is you've also organized Meet Magento India for the last 4 or 5 years, right?
Yes. Yes. In 2018, we started the first Meet Magento India. I still remember that Brent says we can do it. And I was nervous that, are you sure we can do it in India? And he said, yes, we can do it. And together we started the Meet Magento in India, and till now, we have seen the success.
Yeah, it's been an unbelievably fun event that I've attended every year. And I'm excited to have it again virtually, of course, this year. Before we get into Meet Magento, I do want to talk a little bit about the Mosca letter that's been out from the Magento community and the fork that's happened now. So I wanted to get some of your thoughts on that and see where you sit in it.
Sure, I am not that much technical to say about the fork part, but I have gone through the letters. Even I have also signed it, because there are lots of things are for the Magento community. And I have recently on the 28th, they have shared another letter also where they are showing us that this Mage OS is for everyone, for the merchants, what are the different benefits for the agencies, for the technology partners. And my main focus where I am more interested is Mage OS for the developers, where it says that it will be fast moving distribution, it will be easy to contribute, and it will be lesser headache for the developers, and developer can still trust, there is a less frustration for them, and they can still motivate and they can boost their talent.
Yeah, I also signed the letter, and I didn't sign. Well, so I guess from the forking standpoint, I think it's not going to be a bad thing. It is just going to be a thing that somebody else is now going to have to worry about and maintain. However, I do know that it's created the needed pressure to make Adobe at least think and talk about it. And I put it to the analogy of the parents sleeping and the kids running around the house, getting into all kinds of mischief, and then the kids wanting to do something that's productive and the parents still sleeping and they're not listening to their kids, and the kids are running into the bedroom saying, hey, we want to do this. And the parents are like, oh no, go, we're sleeping, go back. So I think that if anything, the letter has now sparked Magento to respond. And if you have seen, there's a letter that's been posted by Magento, but now most recently even there's specific marketing things that are coming out that are showing that Magento is committed to the open source community and the open source version. But I think now the fork is going to happen, and it's already in motion. And I think some of those things are too big to stop.
Yep. And I think maybe this will open the opportunity where everyone can discuss and think about the like a fork and how the Magento open source will work and how that can be helpful for the individual person also. Because like my personal view is that if any, like I'm not saying about one technology, but any technology, if any developer is investing their time to learn about that technology, and if they are feeling that, yes, I can survive in this technology for this many years, then I think we should, as a part of the community and as a part of the that like technology is coming from, they also need to think towards that part.
Yes, agree. And I just add on to that, that each of the developers feels more involved in the community when they have an opportunity to give back. And I know one of the biggest complaints that I've heard, and there was a podcast that I released this morning on September 30th about from Jacob Winkler, who has been on a Twitter rant about the fact that his Git pull requests are being ignored, and he's gone back and just removed them all. So there's a lot of good fixes that are out there too that I think that are being ignored in general by Adobe, and this is certainly making people think and do something about it.
Yeah, right. Like I have seen the smile on the developer's face when they do the first contribution and when their code is merged to the Magento's core, and even in the release notes when they see their name, then I have seen their smile and how they feel like proud that they have done something. So yes, definitely. Something should be done about that also, that so still like community can involve, they can try to contribute, and if we speed up that process.
Yeah, I think now what probably will most likely happen is that there'll be a bunch of fixes that happen on the Mosca side, and then they'll all get wrapped into some kind of release, general release from the Adobe side, but there won't be that same, what you're talking about, that excitement and going to that contributions page that used to be sort of a gamification to see who can do the most pull requests and which company can do the most pull requests. And we all know that A2X will have the most pull requests no matter what, but who can be second and third and fourth and fifth? I think that we're going to miss out on some of that fun. I did see Eric Irway was tweeting that at Meet Magento Romania, they're going to have a contribution day. Adobe's going to be involved in that. And I think then at Meet Magento India, we will have a contribution day as well. And we will be working with Adobe to also give back to some of that. So moving to the Magento Association that has been also a factor in this. I know that you're on the events committee. Are you aware of the other committees that exist within the Magento Association?
Yes, I am like a part of the events committee where we are reviewing all the Meet Magento organizer applications and then forward to the board members. Apart from that, I know that there is one MA Connect committee, like there, like they have like a one or two events in a year, Magento Association Connect, they're called, so MA Connect. So there is one committee over there. Another one recently, which I have seen the application, which is requested to the community, is that for the open source task force. So so these are the different committees which I heard about. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm on the I'm on the membership committee, and as I understand it, there's also a content committee. And I know that at our membership committee call, we asked that the Magento Association at least share with all the different committee members what are the committees that are meeting, so we all know what we're doing. I think, okay, so I'm just going to kind of boil this down. The three issues with the three main issues or the three main players in the Mosca thing that's really sparked are Magento or Adobe, Magento Association, and now the Mage Open Source Community Alliance. I think the community feels as though Adobe and Magento Association aren't communicating well with the broader community. Would you agree with that?
Yes, because like I think we have heard about the Magento Association for the more than 2 years now, and it is more the word community is focused. So maybe right now, like if everyone, like not only the Europe, but in the developers in all the region or the agencies in all the region feels that really something is not happening in the favor of the community, then where we should have we can have the Magento Association, they can involve and focus on something towards the Magento community.
And I would encourage everybody to go to Magento Association and join. Right now there's only 2,100 members, and there's 300,000 people in our community. That means there's a whole lot of people that are not joining the association for whatever reason that should join the association.
Yep, and there is even a Slack channel is also available related to Magento Association where different discussions are going on. So if any events are happening, so all these things. So to get up to date with the latest information, and if you have any doubts, then you can put those questions in the association Slack channel also.
Yeah, and I was just making sure I had the URL right. It is magentoassociation.org/join, and that's where we should go. In the United States, we have this service called the Public Radio Stations, PBS, Public Broadcasting Stations, and PBS, or Public Radio, NPR, NPR, National Public Radio. They do these fundraisers, and so every 3 months, you end up listening to the radio, and they say, call this number and do your pledge and join, and I kind of feel like the Magento Association should do quarterly drives to get, just at this point, not to get people to pay money, but to get people to join and get involved.
Yep, I agree with that. Sometimes what we have to do is like when you want to make a confidence in the community, you maybe need to sit together with them, maybe have the conversation with them and invite them in the different, through the different channels, like which you said, one is the join the, this kind of stations or something. Sorry, I forgot that name. But apart from this, which I have seen the one thing about recently for the Magento Association is they are more focusing on the training side also. Now they are doing the different sessions for the developers also. Recently, I have seen the one is from the Mark Sartz about the session they have, he has delivered. And another session they are having very soon about for the beginner developers about learning Magento database and architecture, like how to create a simple module with and how to communicate with database. So make sure that this is for the who is hearing this podcast that please register at Magento Association and you will receive the emails about different webinars they are doing, different training sessions they are doing.
Yeah, that's a great point. They are taking up the banner of helping the community to become educated on Magento. And I think Magento has become more performant. I know that in my interview with Jacob, he emphatically said that Magento outperforms Magento 1, which is fantastic. And now with our new technologies, the Hoofa theme, we're seeing super fast Magento websites, faster than any other platform, faster than Shopify, all those other platforms out there. So there's lots of things happening, and I feel like we have a resurgence of Magento and the community.
Yep. Like as you said, like that new latest things are coming, and which is performing very well as compared to Magento 1. And those who lose the hope that maybe we will not able to speed up, but we have seen the UFA and other themes. So that is something like if I compare with the current COVID situation, like it's like a booster dose. So it's applied the booster dose, and now again community and even the merchants also, now they are also feeling excited that yes, I want to keep my website with Magento, and because I can see the performance, I can see the Google score and everything.
Yeah, maybe HUFA was the vaccine and now Mosca is the booster dose to get things invigorated. let's move on to Meet Magento. So tell us about Meet Magento events in general. What at the association, what is it that you talk about, and what is it that you've done so far in fostering some of the Meet Magento events across the world?
So like in India, like Meet Magento is like when we started in the 2018, then at that time there was only one event happened, like that is Magento Live. And there is a huge community in India, but they do not get a chance to communicate with people outside the India, to network with them that how the Magento is, Magento world, or what are the things happening in the world. They are just like earlier, they were just know the things which is available in the post or whatever in the source code. But once it started, then once they started gathering, then they can see that what is the power of the Magento community, how they can learn. And how they can communicate outside India also with good knowledgeable people. And they come to know that everyone are helping to each other. So that's the one thing which I have seen in the community because of Meet Magento India, that everyone got the confidence that, yes, I can learn this thing. Yes, I can communicate with these people. And yes, I can gather the knowledge. I can share my voice and I can share my knowledge to outside India also.
Yeah, I like what you said about helping. It helps people help everybody else. And especially now that we're doing these events virtually, it allows other developers from other countries to easily join and collaborate with each other in the actual software. And I know that different Meet Magento events are using different software. There are meeting rooms and different ways for people to collaborate. I think Meet Magento Poland did sort of a hybrid event where they did have some in person, and they had at least it streaming. What is it that the association is doing to help event organizers navigate some of those technologies?
Sure. So yeah, at our events committee, we are talking about on those points also, that which are the useful tools which we can share with all the organizers, or which are the basic things they, if anyone is a beginner, then which are the basic things they should take care of when they organize the events. And even we have shared with the association that committee members, which we are we are most of like one of the organizers, so they can reach out to any of us and get the help that anywhere they need any help about which things need to take care, or how to do these things, or speaker selections, or maybe which tools I should use. So all these things, we are still working out on that. And right now we have make ourselves available if any organizers need any help.
Yeah, and just, I think you had mentioned the Slack channel. There is an organizer channel on the Magento Association Slack group, and I would encourage people to join that as well. So anybody that wants to get involved or is interested, there's a Slack group there. I am particularly interested in how Magento Association can help smaller events happen, and how those events are going to be called. And I know we've had discussions about, would we do a Meet Magento Bolivia or something like that, knowing there's not a lot of people that are interested in Magento. But I think part of the problem is that there's nobody interested because there's nobody there to foster some interest. And it takes some kind of seeding to get that interest started. Is there any talks about sort of different size events, or how does that look from an event standpoint?
So no, I have not heard anything about from the association side, but community manager Sari, she is doing the meetings in the different time zone with Magento meetup organizers. So it can start with the Magento meetup, and once it's reached to the some level, then it can be converted to the Meet Magento event. So maybe I'm not sure, like a smaller events still should be called as something Meet Magento, or it can be only keep up to the like a local city level, or like if it's a small country or like limited amount of people, then small like meetup groups.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I know that moving fast now, I think that the Mage Open Source Community Alliance letter, and now the subsequent tidal wave that's happened since that, Magento is more interested in becoming, or Adobe is more interested in participating in some of these events. And the important thing, and nobody likes to hear this, the important thing on these events is that the salespeople get interested in the events, because the salespeople can say, oh, I want to have a budget to now help put on the event. And I think one of the challenges has always been that Magento has been neutral in sponsoring events unless there's some strategic thought about that. And I think what's going to happen now is that Adobe is going to be more interested in helping some of the event organizers in specific regions where they would like to see growth in Magento / Adobe Commerce. So I think my message to the Magento Association is that they should move a little faster if they can, and help foster some of those things that could happen in different parts of the world where events traditionally haven't happened. Because if it hasn't happened, and ask the question, why hasn't it happened? I know that when it was just Magento Associate, it was called Meet Magento Association. There was, in the U.S., they said, we don't want to have a lot of events because we have Magento Imagine and Meet Magento New York. We would prefer not to have many other events, if any. And there's always been some kind of a detriment to having an event other than those two events in the U.S. I believe there's more room for those events. And if you look at Europe, there's always been a Meet Magento in almost every single country, and that's about the size of the U.S. So I think that there's room for all these different types of things. Let's talk a little bit about Meet Magento India. What's happening this year with Meet Magento India?
When you say this year, it means 2021 or?
Yep, sorry, 2022. Sorry, next year. Yes, we're going to get normalized on years pretty soon. Like we're going to feel normal, but still, we're still in COVID years, so everything is like compressed. 1 year equals 2 weeks or something like that. What about next year for Meet Magento India 2022 is going to be virtual. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so it's announced recently, and it is happening on the 4th February. One good thing is about last year we had a record-breaking attendees, and we are expecting the same or more than that attendees this time. And a good thing is we are planning to do the contribution day if everything will be sorted out and it will be working as expected. Apart from that, if brand is going to agree, then we can convert into the hybrid event and do the physical at Goa location and have the have the community, like those who has taken the both doses, they can enjoy.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, I mean, I think what's happening is, well, I've heard that India's had some days where they had 25 million vaccines administered in one day. So I'm hoping and prayerful that the world starts really accelerating the amount of vaccines that are going into people's arms, and that we're going to put a lid on this pandemic and we can start having life normal again. And I think one thing that's happened certainly is that the hybrid events are going to allow more people to attend and see the event. in the past, I can say explicitly in the past that event organizers were very reluctant to broadcast content from their events because they felt as though the people who paid to come to the event would feel as though the people watching it for free are getting something more or getting something for a cheaper price than the people at the event. And I think nowadays what we're seeing is that it would be better to have more participation. And people are going to want us to come to an event and see the event in person. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. And specifically with Meet Magento, not only India, but everywhere, I'm from the organizer side. So I can say that once we, our main focus maybe at the event always is that increasing the number of attendees, that as many people they can come to the event, maybe physically or virtually, and they can gain the knowledge from the event. And after the event, first thing always the excited is that let's launch our videos. So let's record it, let's put all the graphics and launch it. So it's like sharing the videos, not about other event, but for the Meet Magento, always like we are excited that what has happened or whoever has shared the knowledge, let's put it public so other people can get it from there.
Yeah, and there is so much content and knowledge to be shared. And I know that every single Meet Magento event I've ever attended, I always walk away with something new and exciting that I've learned at that event. It sometimes doesn't have to be specifically about Magento. It could just be about e-commerce in general or some kind of new programming technique or whatever that thing is. There's so much to learn from that. And this really helps foster that learning for the community. If we look at why people should get involved, well, let's just start with attendance. If you're a merchant, why would a merchant want to attend a Meet Magento event?
So in a Meet Magento, it's always not a technical session. Sometimes we have seen the business session also, and sometimes the solution sessions also. So if merchant will come to the event, they can see that, yes, if they have the existing store, then they can see, yes, this is something like, as you said, like it will strike some idea in their mind. Yes, I should do that. Or maybe from that, they can apply their own new things. But it is just like bring up the new idea that is not yet they have think about. So for that purpose, for the business sessions and for the solutions sessions, they should attend. Other thing is they come to know, they can connect with the individual developers, they can connect with the agencies. And I have seen in the most of Meet Magento event now that technology partners are also there. So some solutions they have never heard about, like some extension provider or some services provider, they can think about that. Yes, I should implement this and boost up my sales or protect my store or something. So all these reasons can help merchant to attend the event.
And if you're a merchant and you're not a Magento user, should that merchant attend the event?
Yes, if you are not a Magento user, but still you can attend the event, if you are using other technology, that's fine. But you can still see that which are the e-commerce features. So always not in a Magento, always Magento focus. But in a solutions tracks and business tracks, it is more about helping your e-commerce business, no matter which technologies you are using. And sometimes maybe if you reach to the top level in that specific technology, and if you feel that now I should move to the Magento technology, then it will give you the idea that how big the Magento community is and how the different kind of solutions people have. What are the, like sometimes in some Meet Magento event or in Meet Magento India also, people comes with their case study also. So this case study will also help the merchant that yes, these are the number of users or number of orders can be possible in the Magento, and I can decide Magento as my next platform.
Yeah, I mean, I think you bring up a great point that if you're on something like Shopify and you realize, hey, my platform isn't great at all, I want to use a really good platform, learning about Magento and why you should be using Magento is a great way to get exposed to it in general. What else would you say to a merchant to help them want to attend either the in-person or the virtual event?
So that again, I would say that again, based on the merchant's busy schedule, like if that merchant feels that I have the super busy schedule and if I attend the event, that is going to cause a lots of maybe issues with my business, then I would suggest they can bookmark some of the sessions which are really interested or connected with their business, or they feel that like something like AI or other things which may be their future plan for the next 2 years or 3 years, then they can bookmark. But if they want to involve a more like a see that how the community is, how if they want to connect in person with a technology provider or solution provider, and maybe just connect with them and see their opinion, like sometimes merchant comes and put their ideas like in the round table, and sometimes they get the solutions over there also. So in person is recommended, but if busy schedule, then I think you should bookmark some of the sessions.
Yeah, and I think so. Moving on to the developers, and I think developers have traditionally been the people that have always attended these events and people that have really driven the event. What would you say to a developer who isn't necessarily familiar with a Meet Magento event? Why would a developer attend a Meet Magento event?
Are you saying about developers, those are not familiar to the Meet Magento?
Yes.
So, if they are in the, like, if they are just a beginner in a Magento, then maybe they feel nervous, or maybe their circle is small. So if they wanted to expand their knowledge, they wanted to know that communicate with other people, sometimes like you get amazed that you are following the blogs of that person for a long time. And when you see in a person, like that will just give the extra energy, like hidden energy in your life. And it will help you to expand your knowledge and boost up your energy to learn more. So that is a one thing I would recommend. Another, you can know more about the different sessions, like technical sessions are really awesome at all Meet Magento event. You always see the best practices. You can see always that how you can do the different customizations or some new features available which you can help to your clients or merchants.
And for specifically for Indian developers, why would an Indian developer want or need to attend Meet Magento India?
So it's like for Indian developers, it's like now one festival. So everyone wants to those who are already attended Meet Magento always and the next in person, then they wanted to go and meet with the people. And you can say the family. So when in a year you want to meet one time with your family members and share the what is happening in your life, learn new things. Sometimes other person have worked with some extra or extraordinary things and they can share with each other. And this gives some this can be possible through the phone call or WhatsApp also. But the things which you can do with in person, and that will bring some extra other ideas. That is why I think Indian developers, and specifically for the in-person event, maybe to take a selfie also with Brandt or Vinay, people should attend the Meet Magento India.
Yeah, definitely the selfie. And I think the world's biggest Meet Magento selfie has traditionally happened at Meet Magento India. I don't think we could have a comparison. And that's an idea for the Meet Magento Association, is to have a selfie page of Meet Magento events. And actually an idea for the content committee would be to have photos from any of the events. I guess I haven't seen a lot of Magento event photos on the actual Magento Association website, and it seems like they're missing out on a great opportunity for that. So let's just keep on developers a little bit. Is it just developers that can attend a Meet Magento event?
No, I think not just developers, but if you are a specific service provider or you are a development agency, then also you should attend, because There are different booths available, like either it is virtual or physical. Those are helpful, like to connect the two different agencies. Also, sometimes, like for the bigger projects, you might need the help of the other agencies, or some agencies, like combinedly, can do the work. Like one agency is not maybe expert in those areas. So that is also one point. They can also connect with the developers. They can connect with the merchants also. Like I have seen or heard also that through the Meet Magento India, like some agencies got the enterprise, like enterprise clients also.
Yeah, so I do think that there are, I agree that there are enterprise clients that attend the events, and there are agencies that can service those clients, and there are partners that have booths that help sponsor these events that would also be there. So that combination makes a great place to meet, foster, and grow your community, but also your business. And this is the essential event for Magento in India. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I think, yeah, this is a community event and need the help from everyone, like either it is attendees or developers, merchants, technology partners, solution partner, and the organizer. If all these together can help to each other, then only this can be successful and it can help to everyone.
If you were to say to a sponsor, if you were trying to find a sponsor to sponsor, why would a sponsor want to sponsor Meet Magento India?
Right now, maybe lots of people think that merchants are, like, very less merchants are coming, but still merchants are coming. They are now merchants in India also. Now they feel, or maybe they are confident on the enterprise level projects. And from the organizer perspective, we are also reaching out to merchants. We are inviting them specifically, send a special invite them, ask them to come to the event. Apart from that, what I have seen is like Meet Magento is whenever we do the social media and everything, it's not limited to that specific country. Like it is like a global level things happening. So even like anyone, like let's say like XYZ sponsor. So we have like XYZ sponsor, and that is happening through the official channel, and that will be read by the any countries. So anyhow, like if you are not, you will not get a chance to connect with the merchants or a specific person through the events, but maybe indirectly through the social medias or through the emails, your name is getting recognized to the world also.
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point that now that the events have gone virtual, the sponsors have an opportunity to amplify their services across the whole world. If you were to say specifically to an Indian development agency, development agency should sponsor Meet Magento India because why?
Because like Indian development agencies, like they have the like, I would say like a good development staff, like in terms of quantity and quality also. And there are agencies like let me talk about first agency to agency. So there are agencies in the grown up countries, like maybe I'm not using the correct word, but in the Europe and US region where agencies, they need the help. So the chances for the Indian development agencies that if not the sponsors, but anywhere, if they promote their names and other agencies will come to know that, yes, you have the very big team or the like a quality team, then they can collaborate, and through the collaborate, ultimately we can serve best Magento solution to the end client. And that way, trust will still stay in the Magento that, yes, through the Magento, anything can be possible. Other thing is sometimes, now talking about the Indian development agency and the merchants. So there are some countries still they are growing and they do not know, like in their countries, they do not have the Magento agency. So those countries can go to the countries which are affordable to them, and maybe where they can, instead of going to the bigger agencies, something they can get done with the help of development agencies in India. And sometimes, like for the merchants, it doesn't matter which country is. For them is the real output. So in that case, maybe you get a chance to directly from India to the bigger client, like enterprise or cloud level client, they can get.
And if you were to say to sponsors, the big sponsors like PayPal or Adobe, why would a large multinational sponsor want to sponsor Meet Magento?
Meet Magento or Meet Magento India?
Meet Magento India.
Yes, so when I say when we say about PayPal or any other not a solution partners but a technology partners, then what will happen is like if they sponsor this event, like we have the huge developer community here, so if they heard about the name, they know about the like they attend the keynote session and they know about that how your solution works. And even if they have joined the booth through the virtual or the in-person, then they know that yes, this is the technology or this is the sponsors. They are like a very big agencies. They have a good amount of staff. They have very good solutions and everything. So next time when they sit down with their local team or the architect person or they are communicating with the client, then they can suggest that yes, I know about this technology or I know about this company. They are huge. They have sponsored at multiple events, and I think they can. That solution can help us to improve the your project requirement. So that is maybe a good reason for the bigger sponsors.
Yeah, I think too, as a partner or as an agency or as a developer, Adobe has traditionally sent people to the event and spoken at the event. And I know one of the things that the Moscow letter has addressed is the lack of communication around roadmap. And in the past, traditionally in a pre in-person events, Magento has been very good at giving some sort of a roadmap on where Magento is going and what they're planning on doing. I think some of that roadmap conversation has gone into Adobe Commerce rather than Magento open source, but the underpinning of Adobe Commerce is Magento open source. That core code is all the same still. And this is a great opportunity now for Adobe to come and do a keynote at Meet Magento India. For 2022, to say about the roadmap, where it's going, even do a pre-keynote before the Adobe Summit to talk about Adobe Commerce and also include Adobe. I think it's important that Adobe includes open source in their conversations, in their speaking about Magento.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah,
Go
I agree
ahead.
with that. This kind of keynote session will definitely win the trust in the Magento community, and they feel confident that whatever platform I have to, like as a developer, whatever platform I have choose, that is good for my career, and I can survive with that for the longer time.
I think the biggest concern that the community is feeling is that there's going to be a split between Adobe Commerce and Magento open source. Magento open source is going to go some way that isn't well maintained, isn't looked after, and Adobe Commerce is going to turn into an enterprise product that only the biggest companies in the world can afford. I think that's the biggest concern, and some of the communication from Adobe around that should be to help us feel better that the broader base community that makes up the majority of Magento users is going to include that base platform, which is Magento open source.
Yep, agree. And what I would say, like sometimes what I have, like when I talk with some developers, then there maybe their confidence going down, maybe sometimes because of the multiple technologies are adding into the existing Magento. Like they need to, like earlier, I know that earlier we like one developer can do almost everything in the Magento, like from the backend side, but now there are multiple technologies. The developer is not aware. They need to learn the different languages to do those things. So that is also making fall apart a little bit. That developers are now can do only limited things because as a team or as a multiple language non-person together can only achieve the like bigger level. job.
Yeah, it has become more complicated. The monolith is the other thing that Magento, so the Magento Open Mage Open Source Community Alliance would like to keep intact. Do you have an opinion about monolith versus microservices versus isolated services?
I read a few blogs. Like, I'm not that much technically in that part, but I know that like it's monolith will add like people are used to with that, those who are long term in the Magento community and Magento development, and that will help like one repository, and through repository all the through the composer and everything the code is getting. But in the microservices now everything will be separated out, and not sure about backward incompatibility and all these things. Like, discussion is going on. Like, I'm not 100% sure about everything. So, but if like initiative is taken, like monolith will be helpful. Then maybe someone, I request someone who can just explain in the simple language that why the monolith versus why the microservices. Then that can help to digest even the beginner level developer also.
It sounds like you're looking for speakers at Meet Magento India to come and give a topic about monolith versus isolated services versus microservices. Tell us the URL of Meet Magento India and how people can find out where to join, where to get a free ticket, where to get a sponsorship document, where to get a call for paper document.
So for the Meet Magento, like every like you can find on the magentoassociation.org also, and if you wanted to directly access the content and everything, then open the meetmagento.in, and on that you can find the different menu items. And right now ticket is not yet open. Right now we have like a call for sponsors open, and I think speakers, I will double check, but I think it is going to open soon, or we have published the form. So these two things we are expecting right now. So, and if you have any suggestion or anything, then you can always drop a mail to info@meetmagento.in. Specifically for the sponsors, you can send email to madeline@meetmagento.in or vijay@avric.com, and we'll definitely help out for any questions you have related to sponsors, or maybe if you wanted to speak at event, because we also want that if you are new to the Magento, or if you have not spoken at the Meet Magento or any event, still we are considering those kind of papers also, and we can provide good support from the community members who are experienced in the speaking, and that way like everyone will get the equal opportunities to speak.
You bring a great point up that the Meet Magento events and the other Magento events that are out there have been a great opportunity for any Magento, newer Magento speaker to speak in public or to speak online. It is a little bit different to be speaking online where you don't necessarily see your audience. I think the interesting things that are going to happen in the future are where speakers can speak to an audience, but there's also a virtual audience watching them. That'll bring even a bigger, more interesting format to those presentations. What would you say to a younger or a more inexperienced speaker who should, why would they sign up to be a speaker at a Meet Magento event?
One thing is if you have not spoken at the any Meet Magento event, if you are a newbie, then I would say you should we are always not expecting that everything should be an completely extraordinary content. Something, you know, the basic, you know, you are the perfect about that specific point, and you can completely postmortem that small part. Even just, let's say, database communication, just postmortem everything, you know, whatever you can make with a practical demo or something, and you can show that thing to the community. Sometimes what happened that even whatever you are doing, that is perfect, and that should be known to the other person also. But so this is a correct platform where if you know something where you are perfect, or maybe you know something where you can like you feel that I should share this knowledge to the community or to my fellow members in a specific country or community, then I think you should focus and just apply for the like a speaker session. And as the brand says that there is no audience, so you will not feel any nervousness or anything. And definitely a very good tips will be available from the our side.
Yeah, and I think you brought up a great point that we will be offering coaching, and I will ensure that on the speaker sign-up form, if you would like to have some pre-coaching for your presentation, we will offer that. Whether it's myself or Vijay or somebody else on the Meet Magento team, we will offer speakers an opportunity to be helped through their presentation and coached through their presentation. I think this is a service that every Meet Magento should be offering, is a sort of speaker coaching service to help newer speakers feel comfortable giving presentations. And I think moving forward that every event that happens should have an opportunity for a coaching session. When you, in the past, if you had a speaking spot at Meet Magento or at Magento Imagine, there was always a pre-session by a, they called him a handler or somebody that helped you. There was a person assigned to you from Adobe / Magento, and they would help you through your presentation to make sure that it is what the event expects. And I think at Magento Imagine, it was typically a speaker that's done something in the past. It wasn't a brand new speaker. But I think at Meet Magento, we are looking for speakers that are wanted to speak for the first time that has something to say. And we would like to offer that service to help those speakers feel comfortable and feel good about giving the content that they're giving and listening to some feedback to some from some experts that can help them give a good presentation. And I would even go as far as to say we could record that if needed and maybe make it into a 10-minute presentation, but then give that recording back to them so they could see it back and see what they look like when they're giving that presentation.
So yeah, and I think let me give my personal experience also. Like initially when I started speaking at the events, like my main biggest problem is I know the few things, but I do not know what should be the title, what should be the content I should put. I know something specific, but I don't know how should I prepare a title. So if you are a new speaker and if you are struggling with a title, don't worry about the title. Just mention that what you know, and we will help you with the title, and we will help you with the bullet points, that these are the bullet points you can focus. And that way you are done. Then you just need to share with the community.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. As a good person to give titles, it would be Yissa Rietsma, who has very catchy titles, sometimes very edgy titles. And so maybe we could have him 1 year assigned to give the names of the titles for every single presentation.
Yeah, I agree with that. And one person which I know from this like India side is there is Vatsal Shah, and he's also a very good business coach and help us for the titles. Yeah.
Perfect. Vijay, this has gone extremely fast, and I didn't think we would. I thought we would talk for 10 minutes, and it is. It's been almost an hour already. So I thank you for joining today. What are you doing nowadays to keep up with the technologies and things out there? What are you reading?
So in terms of technologies, I am going through the blogs. I am following some newsletter also, and I want to mention that name also, like a JH. JH is really the weekly newsletter, one of the like a base newsletter which I have seen, like something new to see every week, some blog links like that. That is not only for the marketing, but something new to share. And maybe a LinkedIn also, through LinkedIn also, now people are putting some posts. So these are the things which are helping me to up to date. And one last thing is I deliver the training. So once in a month, I try to deliver one training through the Adobe. So that will help me like every time I deliver the training, something I need to prepare myself also, because once the version change or something, coding standard change. So this will help me to make up to date with the Magento.
Yeah, I know that I've only delivered training a couple times, but I know that I learned so much just delivering the training, because people start asking all kinds of questions that may or may not be related. But you get to know, by delivering that training, you do get to know what people are thinking and asking and wanting to know. So that is a really great way of keeping up with what's happening out there. If you have some advice to a merchant, what would you tell them right now?
So for the merchant, the advice is that right now, the biggest thing which you are maybe having the problem is like a performance, and you may be worried about. But there are new technologies available, like through the PW or through the Hoofa or other headless things. You can achieve the performance, so don't worry about that. And still, you can consider the Magento as one of the platform.
And lastly, if you were to say to Ben Marks why he should come to Meet Magento, what would you say to Ben Marks to A, come to Meet Magento India, and B, come back to the Magento community? What would you say to him?
I would say A and B both. Come to Meet Magento India, because if it is in person, then everyone wants to take a selfie with you. And for the Magento community, yes, we love you. We want you back.
Well, thanks. I know that was a loaded question. I apologize for that one. Okay, so as we end today, I always give people a chance to do a shameless plug. What would you like to plug today? It means promote something. You can promote anything you want.
I want to promote two things. One is Meet Magento India. So please send us if you want interested to be a sponsor or speakers. And the second thing is I started my small team, like Everick Solutions. So if you need any help with the Magento development or Magento projects, then reach out to me. I will help you.
Great. Thank you so much, Vijay. It's been so much fun having you here. Thank you. And we will do this again in the future. And I look forward to seeing you in person in Goa. Let's fingers crossed.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Thank you again for listening. My name is Brent Peterson, and it has been my pleasure to be your host today. Please rate and subscribe to wherever you download your podcasts. New episodes out every week.